Good evening, church. How are we today? Hope we had a blessed week. Amen. So, if you've been following with us, we are in the series of Matthew. And we started from Matthew chapter 1. We are in Matthew chapter 4. But so far, Matthew has shown us that Jesus comes from the line of David, that he is the son of David, a fulfillment of prophecy. He is the promised king. Jesus is who is prophesied about and prepared for by John the Baptist. Emmanuel, God with us, the Messiah. And interestingly enough, even Satan knows that Jesus is the Son of God. If you scoot back to chapter 4 there, at the roundabout verse 4 or so, and also in verse 6, Satan actually identifies Jesus as the Son of God. Though he's trying his age-old trick that he of making Jesus doubt, which worked on Adam and Eve, of course it doesn't work on Jesus, we know that. But he knows that Jesus is the Son of God. Do you? Do you know Jesus is the Son of God? He is the Messiah. He is Emmanuel. So, what is Matthew trying to tell us in this passage? What is he trying to bring out? He emphasizes three things: teaching, proclaiming, and healing, right at the beginning. What is he trying to tell us? Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much for this wonderful day. Thank you so much, Father Lord, for each and everyone that is here. Father, I pray that your spirit goes before me, Father Lord, and that we hear your word, Father Lord, and not the word of a man, a mere mortal, an ordinary man, as we heard last week, that we are just ordinary people. I pray, Father Lord, that you open our hearts and our minds to understanding and hearing your words. In your mighty name, with thanksgiving, I pray. Amen. All right, so what do we find happening here? All right, so Jesus... What's happening in this? Jesus goes out through Galilee, okay? What is he doing? Teaching, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every sickness among the people. Now, how do the people respond? Verse 24, news about him spreads all over Syria, okay? And what do they do again? They bring more people, various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, and those having seizures, the paralyzed. He healed them all. Sorry, Uche, can you switch that off? Is it off? Okay. Thank you. All right, so verse 25. We have large crowds from Galilee, the region of Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan. They followed him. So, Jesus is in Galilee. So we have people from Decapolis, Samaria, Judea, and across the Jordan, all of them following him. Why? They hear this wonderful news, the good news of the kingdom. So they start to follow him. And how do they react? They tell others about it. So there's three things that I need to also highlight that Matthew points out. Right at the beginning, he says, he went all throughout all of Galilee teaching, preaching, and healing every disease. So what is teaching here? It involves explaining and clarifying biblical truths. It is more detailed and more systematic, while on the other hand, preaching is a public declaration, a proclamation of the gospel with a sense of agency and a call to action. Healing, restoration, wholeness in all its aspects of life. Physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. It's healing from sin, brokenness in relationship. It is God working through faith in Christ Jesus. and we meet a Jesus doing all of the above. We meet a Jesus who cares for our spiritual needs as well as our personal human pain. So through this preaching, teaching, and healing, Jesus of Nazareth, the Messiah, the Son of God, the promised King, Emmanuel with us, God with us, Jesus is sharing, not only sharing, but he's trying to show us the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. He is bringing the kingdom of heaven to us. So in Jesus' ministry, we don't just see him explaining the scriptures, but we see him in these miracles and divine healing, declaring himself as the fulfillment of the scriptures. The Old Testament scriptures God had given the prophets. Let me take you quickly to Isaiah 35, for example. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth from the wilderness and streams in the desert. What do we read in Matthew? He says his fame spread throughout all of Syria, and they brought him those sick, afflicted with various diseases and pains. Everything. This is the promised Messiah. He is fulfilling it. So in essence, church, Christ Jesus is the long-awaited good news. He is the gospel of the kingdom. He is the fulfillment of John's message. When John says, repent for the kingdom is at hand, he brings this good news. He is the king that brings this wonderful news. So what is Matthew saying when he says Emmanuel, God with us? Matthew is saying the king is with us. He is showing us a glimpse of the kingdom. He is showing us how the kingdom will look at the second coming, where there is no more pain, no more suffering. He is pointing us to the future, to the glorious kingdom that we are all waiting for. A beautiful kingdom in which we are all healed, we are all cured. Church, what I'm saying is Jesus is the good news of the kingdom. He is the gospel of the kingdom. Let's read verse 24 together again. It says, so his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures, and paralytics. He healed them all. No way this was normal. This was not regular. This is something truly unique, something that had never been seen before. And this could only have been above. What I'm saying, church, is Jesus could only have come from the Father. Only he who was there from the beginning could wipe away every disease and put everything under his feet. Demonic seizures, leprosy, you name it. Only Emmanuel, God with us. Only the King could embody such a message. Only the beloved Son could be the fulfillment, the embodiment of such wonders. And Matthew tells us, without exception, every disease he healed, even diseases they thought were incurable, there was just nothing too hard for Jesus, nothing at all. When he mentions seizures, paralytics, and those oppressed by demons, now, paralysis is the greatest challenge to the human body. Lunacy, somebody calls you a lunatic, that is the greatest illness of the mind. Possession by the devil, the greatest misery known to men. But what did Jesus do? He healed it. He healed it all. He took it away, all of it. And thus people came from everywhere. And his fame spread. Others told others. The beauty of the healing was it was instantaneous. By word, people were healed. By touch, they were healed. Multitudes upon multitudes. Nobody had to go to a mountain and perform a ritual. Nobody had to go and kill anybody. No, bring a chicken so I can heal you. Bring a goat or buy this particular cloth and do this. No. I think Luke 6:19 tells us that some simply touched him and power went out of him and they were healed. totally healed by an instant, by a word, by a touch. Nobody had to pay a consultation fee. So for those of you that are going to these places where you have to pay a consultation fee to see the men of God, I am sorry, you are wasting your money. Power came out of him and they were healed. Leprosy. Jairus' daughter, the woman with the issue of blood. The man possessed by multiple demons, thousands of demons, he healed. Masses upon masses, they were healed. But what is this pointing to? A future, the kingdom to come, the beautiful kingdom, the good news of the kingdom. This is what it is pointing to. And there are three things that we can clearly see from this healing power that Christ brings, this miraculous power. Number one, the miraculous power, what do we see in it? This could only have been someone commissioned and sealed by God. This was evidence of divine power, and it also showed us the kindness of God. Number two, mercy. In this healing, you can see mercy. You can see the compassion that Jesus had, you know. And you can see the blessings and the favor of the gospel in all of this. His ministry is one of love and grace. He was compassionate, so he healed. He not only spoke about the gospel, he not only taught the gospel or proclaimed, he also healed. And the mystery, that's the third one, of all of this. Yes, he healed physical diseases, but also spiritual pain, spiritual afflictions. He healed them. Spiritual healing he brought, forgiveness, renewal, restoration. All of this, Christ. So just as he cured blindness, lameness, and disease, he also gives spiritual sight to the blind. Yes, Rose, he gives spiritual sight to the blind. Believe me. Strength to the weak. He heals the brokenhearted. Let me take you to John 3:2. Particularly verse 2, he came to Jesus, that's Nicodemus, right, at night and said, Rabbi, we know that you're a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you're doing if God were not with him. Church, this Jesus we are talking about, this Messiah is indeed from God. John 9, nobody has ever heard of the opening of the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Okay, so this is the blind man we find in John 9. He was born without eye sockets, nothing at all. And never before had this been done, that a man born blind without eye sockets even would be restored, have his sight. Jesus healed him. But you may ask yourself, why am I not healed today? Why am I in pain? I'm here to tell you, your prayers are not in vain. Even Lazarus was resurrected. He died again. And what is he doing? Probably awaiting the second coming or the resurrection, that eternal resurrection. So what I'm trying to say is the Son of David, the Messiah, Jesus, came to show us the gospel, the good news of the kingdom, to show us that those who believe in him will receive this goodness, will receive full healing, full restoration of all the brokenness and the problems that you are going through, the pain, the rejection. I am saying that this Jesus we are talking about is trying to show us a beautiful kingdom to come. In his healing, in his teaching, he was just giving us a foretaste of that wonderful things that we can expect. This is Revelation 21, right, from 1 to 4. A new heaven and a new earth, a new Jerusalem will come down. Verse 4, he will wipe away every tears from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. This is the Christ that we serve. He wants us to partake in this beautiful kingdom to come. He wants us not to focus on the things of the under the sun, but the things that are above the earth, where healing, we'll take away the mourning, the crying, the pain, the disappointment, All those things that we harbor, Christ is pointing us to a beautiful future. All of these things will be fulfilled in the second coming. So, in his threefold ministry, teaching, preaching, and healing, Christ is showing us the liberating power that we will all experience. He is inviting us to his kingdom, to look forward to his beautiful and wonderful kingdom. So, as I'm about to wrap up, the question is, how do we respond to all of this? Church, let's live lives worthy of being called followers of our beloved King. The King, the Son of David, Emmanuel, God with us, Christ Jesus. So that as we radiate Jesus to others, we bring and point others to the source of life, to the healer of the brokenhearted, the hurt, the lonely, the suffering. Let's bring them to Christ. And just as we read in our passage, where it says his fame spread all over, we as the body of Christ have a responsibility, each one of us has a responsibility to spread the fame of Jesus. Hallelujah, Dion. Yes, we all have a responsibility to serve the fame, to spread the fame of Jesus. You know, we also ought to take care of each other. We also ought to teach and proclaim the name of Jesus. Just as Jesus was concerned about the totality of people, we too must be concerned about the totality of those around us. In Jesus, we have all we need. And I tell you right now, church, his name is a double-edged sword that can be used to thwart the plans of the enemy and bring healing to his people. So let's continue praying for each other. Let's continue serving with our gifts. Admin, those who are good at admin, hospitality, helping, interceding, teaching, preaching, all of those wonderful things. Why? For the sake of the kingdom, to point people to the kingdom of heaven. So that as the body of Christ, we may continue partnering with the kingdom to bring healing and freedom to those held captives by not only the physical part, but mental health, affliction, and emotions. Church, if you're not yet sure about your relationship with him, talk to one of the elders. Pray with him. Go back home. Go on your knees. Talk to Christ. Give him your life. And for the rest of us, let us continue bearing fruit in keeping with repentance, believing in him, have faith in him. Let us continue sitting at the feet of Jesus, our great King and Lord. He desires for us to enjoy with him in eternity. He wants to share in his glory. This is the same King that sacrificed, that took away his crown of glory, took on the crown of thorns. He wants you to partner with him right now in bringing the kingdom to his people. But above all, he's saying, look to the beautiful future, the glorious future, where all your prayers will be answered, because there will be no more pain, no more suffering, no more afflictions, but just his glory. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you so much for your words, the words of Matthew 4, from verse 23 to 25. What a wonderful thing it is to behold, Father Lord, that you are interested in our hearts. You want us to participate in your objectives, your kingdom objectives. You want your name to be known through all the corners of the earth, Father Lord. You want your glory to fill the earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the wonderful sacrifices that you did for us. Thank you, Father Lord, that we can look to a glorious and beautiful future. Help us to live as people who have been redeemed by our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. Thank you, Father, in your mighty name, with thanksgiving, we pray. Amen. Mm-hmm.